attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
How many are falling in love afresh with the Lord? Bring us together one more time into your presence, serving you, loving you, receiving guidance by your word and by your spirit. Please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, that we may know the hope of your calling. And what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance you have in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power that is at work in us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Please take your seat. Just to give you a short Bible lesson, and then we'll be getting ready for the last lap of the conference this afternoon. It's been an amazing conference, and we'll be ending this evening with our last few sessions. Myself preaching, Bishop Emeritus James R. preaching, and Bishop Emmanuel Louis Intefo preaching. Very, very nice. This morning, my short Bible lesson is entitled, Others, the Key to Greatness. Number one, Abraham, God blessed Abraham because of others. Genesis 22:15-18. Genesis 22:15-18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "The Lord says, because you did not keep back your son, your only son from me, I make you this promise by my name. I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." Get a bit more poetic. He says, "By myself I have and has not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee, as the stars of the heaven shall put the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the all nations of peace. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth obeyed my voice." Hallelujah. So right here you see God blessing Abraham, making him a blessing to many, many, many more people. God will bless you because of others. Are you listening to me? So God blessed Abraham to be a blessing to others. And you are also being blessed. How many want God to bless you? But if God is blessing you and he wants to bless you for others, will you like it? Are you sure? Are you sure? Because some of us are blessed, but you are not thinking about others. And you are still thinking that you don't have enough. And you are still thinking that you have a lot of needs. Because, as the economist discovered, man's needs are insatiable. Man has needs that cannot easily be satisfied. Are you following the message? And so, if you don't learn the grace of contentment, no matter how much you have, you cannot extend yourself to others because you will always be thinking that you need more things. If you want to change your carpet, which is not bad, but you would like to change it because now you have a little more money. You would like to change your car because you've had it for 5 years. You would like to paint the house even though the paint is still okay. You would like to even sometimes change the school of your children just because they came back with runny nose. You want to take them to another school where you think that the environment is more suitable and nicer, isn't it? You like to buy an additional suit, even though you have 5 and haven't worn the last 2 for some time. And you like to buy some more shoes because it's been black, red and green, and you are thinking of some yellow. Because you have a yellow dress since they made you a lady pastor. If you got a yellow shoe to match your canary yellow dress, you will be on top of this world. You like to change the hair color. Yes. To give yourself a little more, what? Youthfulness and amomolization. You would like to change your watch into something more golden to accentuate your new status as a more prosperous person. You like to change, your hairstyle and add a little more Brazilian to your African so that you are a little bit more international. You like to change where you live. Because people know you as somebody who lives at Begbeise. Now that you are prospered, even though you don't like the name of the area where you live, so you like to change and come to a place like East Legon Hills. You see, West Hills. Yes. Oyibi Hills. Pokwasi Hills. At least it must change from just Dansoman. It's like Dansoman, the town of Danso, and change to or Teiman. Do you understand? Or Akweteman, or Ashaiman, or Boteman, or Pobiman, or Ashoma. Hey, and go to a little bit more. I mean, like, so that the name has hills. South, East, West, something. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? And to boost, and it's all to feed your ego. Because everybody has something that makes you feel kind of, Yeah. And a bit more a feeling of acceptability among the Joneses. Yes. You like to buy extra kaftans. Yes, because people have known you with this, your blue, your white, your gray, and your this thing. So you need a little bit more colors, even the black, you want 2 of it, and the white, you want 2 of it, and then the gray, you want 2, another style. So it's very easy to sit here and think that you always be looking towards others and thinking about others, but I tell you that if you don't learn, that you don't receive from God the grace of contentment. That's why the Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. It's like godliness and contentment. Like whatever you have, you feel okay. You feel okay. I mean, you can have 1 black trousers which you wear and just change the shirt and change the shirt. And you don't feel bad about it. But there are brothers who can have 50. One brother has 54 pairs of trousers. 54. You are saying Adam, but you go and count yours. You'll be surprised that you are approaching 47. You folded all of them and they are in suitcases. If you like, start counting. The up and down ones. Do you see? Up and down. Do you see? The suited ones, captains. Start counting. You'll be shocked. You, And the single ones. Yes. And the ones you use for knocking about when you are just going to the area. No. You'll be shocked that you are... God blessed Abraham. Yeah. But when God blessed Abraham, when he was 75 years, God promised him a son. 25 years something from God, you waited for such a long time. And when it arrives, God says he wants that thing that he has given you. He wants you to kill it. Oh, nobody, I don't know whether it, a human sacrifice was something that was common in those days, but the way he approached the God's instruction was almost like, you have about, bring that chickens, and they say, kill one. He said, oh, why not? Bring that, but no, he had one. Right, bring it, I want to eat it. I want to kill it. But no, he had one. Take thy son, Genesis 22. Are you there? Verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Your only car, which you really love. It's not easy to have the... They go around the cars in the morning. My stepfather used to... He used to work... He was an engineer, a mechanic of some sort. He used to work part of that company. Sunday, he doesn't go to church. He dismantles his engine, cleans all the parts, and reassembles them. Hey! GK199. Vauxhall. Hey! He will... Sunday, that was his main preoccupation. So all of us didn't go to church in those days. Yes. He will remove every... He really loved his cars. And the cars lasted for years. Vauxhall. This is your car. Your only car. Which you really love. I want it. And Abraham did it. So when he lifted his hand... Without thinking that God would change his mind. But the Bible says in Hebrews that he adjudged God that even he was able to raise him from the dead. So he was very confident that even if I kill this boy, God will raise him back from the dead. So there's no stopping, there's nothing like an inhibition or a hesitation. So he lifted the dagger and he was coming down. And when he did, God said, hey, it's not serious like that. Take your time. No, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Hey, no. Say, what? You actually going to kill the boy? What, for me? Because I asked you to? In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. Oh, yes. You have a lot of inhabitants. Descendants. Yes. They'll be like the stars of heaven, and as the sand upon the seashore, thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. That means that when they meet a city and they want to attack it, they will take it over. My God. And in thy seed shall all nations be blessed. You are blessed to be a blessing. Tell somebody, you are blessed to be a blessing. And today, many years after, we see many people naming their children Abraham. 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 Are you listening to me? So the greatest blessing is for you to become a blessing. When you are so blessed that you can care for others, then you are truly blessed. Somebody said, if you eat and you don't leave some, you can't say you are full. You think you are blessed and you are not being a blessing to others, you can't say that you are really blessed. Yes. When you pray, Lord, bless me, think about it that, Lord, if you bless me, I'll be a blessing to others. Because if God blesses you, you see, I have this brother, he owns his own house, we bought another one, debt-free type of another house. Do you see, he has cars of the top range type of cars. The other day, he was a shop, pray for me. I said, oh, you are blessed. Hey, Nadia, you are prospered. He said, Bishop, pray for me. And the money, I mean, land that he has taken me on. That this is my land. This one, he has built first floor. This one up to lintel. This one. Now he says the money is not has not come. As you pray for him to get it's like the money, you know, it must come. I said, you see, it's not that I don't want to pray for you. But I feel that it's not nice for you to talk the way you are talking. If God is hearing you, I don't think you'll be happy. Because look at what you have. Then I started listing. Look at where this house, you bought it debt free. You've rented it out. You are getting money from there. Look at where you live. It's a huge mansion. Can challenge any building, any house, a hillside. And a portion of your land is on top, is on the same level as the roof of your house. Yes, you have a gazebo. Hey, you have a pergola. Do you see? You have, look, I said, look at your wife's car. It's the top executive car. My president uses about the same thing in Ghana here. That's the sort of car that our president is using in Ghana. You say, money, I pray for you. That the money should come, that's your wife's car. And even to say that, look at your life. He's built a church for the UD. And he's building, no, he has built a church in his hometown for his hometown pastor. And the church doesn't attend that church. But the pastor in the town, he built a church for the pastor. When he was telling me about, I was crying. I cried because I saw the pastor laboring. With in a place where there's no money, but he has chosen to stay there. And as he told me, I was thinking about the pastor. But it has got this old suit to be worn, be that he has worn it and washed it with his hands. Because there's no laundry there, like you are washing a shirt. But if you don't have any laundry and you wear your suit, also you don't have a car, you are sweating. So when you come home and you look at your, they say, oh, it's as dirty as a shirt. So you put it in the bucket and wash it with blue Omo. And put blue Omo on it. Blue. Yes. Yes. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And I was looking. Maybe God just gave me a picture and a vision of the pastor. Walking through town, visiting old ladies who can give no money. But the pastor, instead of running away from the town to go, his boy said, I'll build a church. The church that this man is pastoring, I'll build. So he built it. He sent me the photos. Oh, I was seeing him walking in the sun. I see him sweating, wiping his sweat. And somebody from another country has thought about him and built him a church. Oh, God will bless you. I blessed him from my heart. God bless you. Live long. But you have built a church. Then he's now building a church, a cathedral for the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. You are at in Ofi. What Dore? So, you could drive in business too. Hey! No, it's not quite a bishop praying that the money will come. I say, hey, I wonder whether it's a good prayer to pray for you. You should be thanking God. Don't say money has not come. You see, because every level of prosperity you are, even rich, the rich stay in them, of them are thieves. I mean, somebody who can go and stay in a hotel, like a friend, his associate, 7-star hotel, and book maybe the whole floor so that himself and his associates will occupy maybe these the rooms, but the rest should be empty because they don't want anybody on the same floor. They still steal. Such people. They go everywhere in the world, but they can be thieves. Can you imagine something like that? So when the Bible says God will bless you to be a blessing, it's not that you have so much money that You'll be lying in it, and then you'll be just scooping it on top of you. Yeah, we cash. As some people got some money like that, some money landed in the account, and they said, Jesus, are you a cash now? But say, they went to town to go and shop, buying vodka and video themselves. You drink from a glass, but when you are rich, you drink from the bottle. Hey. Prince, by their definition, you are a poor man. If you have money, you drink from the bottle. Hey, I don't know where they learnt it from. Lankwe, you drink from a glass. A poor man. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You'll be blessed because of what you have done. And I'm blessing you. And Abraham exists. His existence is, I'm not just blessed for myself. I'm not just blessed for my descendants. But other nations must also enjoy. That's why today we are enjoying the blessing from Abraham. The Bible calls us, we are also Abraham's children. That's why the rich man said, Father Abraham. He's a father to a lot of people. He's blessed to be a blessing. You are also blessed to be a blessing. Number two, there are many heroes in the Bible. I'm just picking and choosing to show you how you are. Number two, Esther was celebrated because she helped others. Esther 4, verse 13. Are you in the church? Are you following the message? Verse 13. He says, then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. I think I'll start from the beginning. Now, there was a man who wanted all the Jews to be killed. So when Mordecai perceived that all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes. He tore them apart and put sackcloth and ashes on himself and went out into the midst, Esther chapter 4, into the midst, and cried with a loud voice and bitter, and came even unto the king's gate. He was crying. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it to her, because that was Esther's uncle, who had really sort of adopted her and helped her to become the queen in a foreign land. You are a foreigner, and they have made you a queen in that foreign land, a very respectable, respected queen. So her maids and chamberlains came to tell her that your uncle is crying on the streets with sackcloth and ashes on himself. It's like he's really mourning. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. It's like she felt so bad because, like, I must change your clothes. Maybe you don't have dresses, that's why you are mourning. But he was not mourning because he didn't have clothes. Somebody has made the king issue an edict, like a law. Do you see? To kill all Jews that are in the land, like an aliens compliance order. Have you heard of such an order before? In Ghana, I think there was some aliens compliance order, and then 1968 or 69. Eh? You were not born? You didn't read the history too? And I think a lot of foreigners were moved out of Ghana. It's like, Charlie, you cannot be here. Nigerians, it affected a lot of unregistered 69, 70. And then they had to leave the country. But this one, they are not sacking them. They are killing them. So this man, he made a guillotine, like a slaughter place, where they are going to chop off all the heads of every Jew in the land. Very tall one in the center of the city. So when Mordecai heard it, it's like, yeah, I am a Jew. Even the queen that has ascended the throne is also a Jew, and they are going to kill all of us. So he started to mourn, not because of himself. So then, his niece, that was Esther, was also very sad, and then she sent him clothes. Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatach went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate, and Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given to her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make requests before him for her people, for others. Go to the king, use your position, use your status, and speak to the king, because we know you, we have a connection through you to the king. Go to the king, look at the decree that has been for us, say something, otherwise we are going to be killed. Look at the decree that has been passed. We are, and that such a thing is a bad idea. Hey! And gave him commandment unto Mordecai. So he sent word back to her uncle. And this was what all the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know, that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king called to come in scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king. Now this very nice beauty queen, who is the most beautiful, 30 days, young friend. Those of you who have husbands that were always calling you Queen Esther of fresh lilies, you must be grateful to God that Nana is always calling you Nana. The Nana of your house is calling you daily. Because for some people, 30 days, you're in front, and they are not angry with her too. Now when he even doesn't call you, he stretches his hand. Not where you name Sana. Who is this? Then you are Mini Sunday. We are in the night, 11:13 p.m. We are lying on the same bed. The lights are off. Somebody is with you on the bed. He stretches his hand to touch you. Then ubiake mini Sunday, mini tao, mini. Ofu so bon komo. What is it? I don't know. What is it? He has to explain with an essay and with graphs, with arrows and colors, that it's not anything. It's just that I was asleep, but I couldn't sleep well, so I thought that something else can help me to sleep better. Do you see? Is that something like what? Hey, 30 days they have not called Esther, and she's there. She's coolly there, waiting for her turn. Oh. Hey. Huh. So they told to Mordecai Esther's words. You see, you are blessed, oh. You Esther, you are blessed. You have money, you have car, you have status, you have even the king has given you one of his main assistants to serve you and be with you, and you send him, go here, come, and my uncle say, tell my uncle that this. Now you are a foreigner, and you are sending an Obontia minister of state, you are sending him, he is going there, he is coming. And your uncle tells you that you to go to the king. You are saying what? Listen to what she said, which is what most of us are saying. Eh? Yeah, everybody go to the king. He must have his turn. If your turn is not your turn and you go, and the king doesn't extend the scepter to you, you are dead. Because there's one law that he has that if I've not called you, don't come. I mean, if some people come to my office, they will not even come there because when we come there, people will say we should wait. When they say we should wait, look at the dumb that are here. The plenty people that are here. If everybody comes at the same time, how will I even listen to you? Do you understand? And sometimes too, you don't want to come during the week. You want to come conveniently when you come to church to come and see Bishop. And you want your whole time to be for you. Do you understand? Oh, per 30 minutes. Even 10 minutes is a lot. Because in between the services, after your service, I have to go to this next service. It's not a lot of time like that. And we shouldn't schedule that, oh, it's not your turn. You hang around. Wait, then at a point, it's time to go and preach in the second service, or I have to enter the second service and be part of it and get ready for preaching. And then it's like, Adam, I won't go again. You want to see him, it's like you are going to see a president. But at the time you are coming, Tuesday to Thursday, the whole day I can give you. You like, or you just want 1 hour in between first and second service. It's not possible. And some people will come, they will start, you know, then before they'll clear their throat. Yeah. So, Bishop, how are you? Fine. I wanted to come to you and say that. You have come. You have given a chance. I wanted to come, but you have come now. Why do you say you wanted to come? Say the thing straight. But it's like, you see, Uko straight is when I say it's too official and too bing, bing, bing. So you have to also start, your own preamble. The brightness of this day has given me this opportunity to visit my bishop. So such protocols are observed if you have to see some. But in this king's case, if it's not your turn and you force it, you'll just be killed. That's all. Hey! So Esther sent that word to Mordecai that if it's not my turn, they can kill me. And Mordecai too is saying that they are coming to kill us all. But you have a chance to use your position. You have a chance to use your authority and your connections and your money to help others. And Esther said, I need to save myself. Because if I don't save myself, I'll be killed prematurely. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, verse 13. Think not with yourself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I think this preaching changed Esther. That's why preaching must change you. They don't have to talk a lot. Now that Mordecai sends the word, then you send another word. So what am I supposed to do? The way you are talking, it's as if I don't want to go and see the king. But it's not that I don't want to go and see the king. No. I'm trying to tell you the realities that are in the protocol of the palace. I'm the one who is there on the ground. I know what goes on there. The way you are talking, you are even making me feel sad. Uncle Mordecai, why are you killing me? You want to kill me before my time? What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? It's not that I don't want to come to church. It's not that I don't want to preach. It's not that you don't understand. My work is not like the way you may think. Some of you think that we are not working. It's because we are working. Because if I say I will come to this conference and I attend the conference, maybe my boss can even sack me.
It's not that I don't want to go and do outreach. It's that in the area where we live, it's very dangerous. It's that the other day, there was a lady that was going to do outreach. They poured acid on her. Hey!
And Mordecai said, no. What I'm saying to you is that this is a life and death matter. Yes. There are armed robbers rising up. There are wicked men, wicked and unreasonable men rising up. And we who have known the truth, who have understood salvation, the church, how to preach, how to serve God, how to read your Bible, how to pray, how to go to church, listen to messages, and so on. We understand these things. We have a great position. We are privileged. We are blessed. We are in a certain sense, we are kings and priests unto God, and we live in the palace of King Jesus. Now it's like, it's dangerous to go out there. It's dangerous to invite your friend. Oh, they will not come. Oh, they will insult you. Oh, they will say something, you know, they will embarrass you. And you know, me, you know, I've been embarrassed before, eh? When you are embarrassed, it's not an easy thing, oh. But if you don't go, it's a help, an enlargement shall arise, deliverance and enlargement shall arise for the Jews from another place. Another place. That's why sometimes they are uneducated people who don't speak good English. You should hear them on radio. Now, educated ones who can speak the Queen's English without errors. You will see them. They will never come and say, I want to preach. I want to serve God. I want to do something. Then this uneducated prophet who has no education, no proper English, with a lot of bullets.
He says,
Jesus. Last time, me jamai. Ha! My baby, ticket, mommy. Ah, me kwa jamai. Me do airport. What must I want my men call? Na me si adai. Me a when yamia semengo was coming. You tell me to do what, and you tell me to go where. And when I'm starting to meet Jaton Sakoto, Akatakatakata, Okotokotokota, and when I'm paying for the back of my cancer, I didn't see my mania bracer, and I'm a city, I've been on my own shame passport near the same one, one machine, one mama menko, and one up, you know, a beer cramami. Me do time, I hope. Beshem was Rebia and Siwa Hanama. Praise God. Praise God. His theology may not be accurate, his English may be bad. But his heart and his mind is sold out to the Lord. Yes, sold out to the Lord. Your help and enlargement and deliverance shall arise from another place. Another place. And you who are keeping yourself, the bad people we are leaving to live in the area. Is it not your wall that they have jumped before? You see that they will jump your wall. Now you park your car on the roadside. They say, oh, you turn, you just went to do the show 5 minutes when you came. No, they have taken your briefcase. Oh! Ah! Somebody has removed my side mirror. Somebody has removed my tail light. Hey! Because don't think that you will escape. When you are shooing away the appeal for you to reach out to others and preach to them that you are blessed. You know salvation. You know the blood of the Lamb. You know something called the stripes of Jesus by which we are healed. You know something called the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. But there are others. I tell you, they are not as blessed as we are. Let us not, you know, hold back like Esther was holding back. But when Mordecai preached to her, just one short sermon, like I'm preaching. I preached 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I preached on others. The week after I preached, still you will not hear. Them return Mordecai this answer. I like her. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. Because to change the king's heart and to make him not, you know, to let him extend the scepter to me, you need to fast because he doesn't do it. It's not something he does. Once it's not your turn, you can be killed. Nobody goes. Nobody tries. It's a prayer. I'm going to try prayer and fast. Because prayer changes things. I said prayer changes things. And fast likewise. I also, the queen is going to fast. You are not even a queen. You don't like to fast. You are just a teacher at Manledada GHS. A Yalolo cluster of schools. P3, class 3, 3A teacher. And you teach every subject. Because all stars teacher. You teach all subjects. You cry, you cry only one subject. Cry. Yeah. You are not a general in the army. You are not a major in the army. You are not a what? A colonel in the army. Eh? You are not a field marshal, brigadier general. The one who is like the field marshal or the chief of defense staff. He cry. By the way, he's my mate. That guy is my mate. From Prempe College. So my mates are also going. I'm also going. Is that also? I'm also powerful. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Queen was fasting. You can't fast in our bones. Them kwankwas that are around, almost you're fasting. The chamberlains in the palace, so they don't want to fast. When the queen said, I also will fast. And when you see people who have just been appointed or you work at a place where there's air condition, you don't want to fast. It's like, oh, you know, we are looking on computer. Who's your computer and tell fasting? I don't know, mommy, why are you serious like that? Is there a problem? Are you angry with somebody? Ah, okay. Oh, I'm just asking, I've been trying to get you to smile, sir. It was not. Now you are smiling. She's also Esther. Well, actually, and I'm preaching Esther. And you are also Esther. Two Esthers are sitting together. So, and they are wearing the same colors. And the message is on Esther. Now one smile. He said, you're demeaning preaching. So, I'm talking to you who are not queens. Queen Christ fasting. Messengers don't want to fast. House help don't want to fast. Housewives don't want to fast. Yeah? Nursing mother, my baby, when I fast, the milk doesn't flow. Tell Oga to press it, it will flow. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. I am praying a day will come when there will be ladies who will say, I am going to preach to some people in that community. I want to bring some, I see some weed smokers in this community. I want to go and preach to them. And if I perish, I perish for Jesus. For Jesus. Fantastic. Wow. Oh, yes. Serving God is about serving others. Oh, Esther. Esther, you were favored. Oh, Esther, you were chosen. Oh, Esther, you have a husband now. Oh, sister, you have a husband. Sister, you are blessed. Oh, sister, you are favored. Oh, hey, brother, now you have a job. Oh, brother, you have a job. Brother, you have been chosen. Now they promoted you. You are now thinking of the car that you have that it is not the best. It's like you want to now change your car. So you don't have time for anything for God. But today we celebrate Esther. We celebrate her. We quote her. If I perish, I perish. Has been quoted many times. All over the world. Even some people have changed it to all die be die. If I perish, I perish. And she went. And she went. And the king was sitting on his throne. He saw her come down, crossing the... She was crossing the courtyard. Hey! He checked his appointment list. Her name was not on the appointment list. And she was coming confidently, dressed strepe, bathed and perfumed herself with aloes and myrrh.
My God.
Hey! She was looking more beautiful than the day he saw her. He said, hey. Suddenly, the one who has a law that if it's not your turn and you come, I'll kill you. Something happened to his heart. He said, where's my scepter? Where's my scepter? Then he picked the scepter. He was looking around at the other people who were ready to say, kill, let her be killed because she has violated the law. There are people, executioners are ready. There are people who are saying that, you know, some people when they are around a powerful man and somebody, what is she coming to do here? Why is not her turn? She's coming. Then the king took the scepter and then they said, hey, what? The king has gone against his own law. Then it must be very serious. And then he looked at her and said, why? Why have you come at this time? What is making you come to me at this time? I have not seen you for 30 days. And now 33 because she added 3 days fasting. What do you want? And then she said, oh, somebody has brought up a plan B that wants to eliminate my people. Hey, your people? I didn't know they were your people. Who is that person? Huh? Who is that person? And Esther said, if it seemed good unto the king, let the king. And no, we have gone too far, brother. She said, then answered Esther, I said, my petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I prepared for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Then went Haman forth to the day joyfully and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up, nor moved for him. He was full of indignation against him. Because you want to kill his people, then when you are coming, he will stand and respect you. So Mordecai was sitting when he saw Haman passing by. Everybody was standing up. He alone was sitting down. And then, nevertheless, Haman refrained himself. And then, but I have plans for you. You, if you like, don't get up. Your head is going. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and the servants of the king. Hey! Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther the queen did not let any man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow I'm invited unto her as also with the king. Where? Now promotion. Yet all this availeth me nothing so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. I want to kill Mordecai. That's the main thing. Then Zeresh his wife and all said, let a gallows be prepared
Go on. I think we are too far from there. And on the night, the king could not sleep. And he commanded to bring the book. And it was found. Yes. Okay, let me tell you my story. Because at the party, Esther told the king, somebody wants to eliminate. Who are your people? He said, they are the Jews. Eventually, the king went to his room. He was sleeping. He saw that, he couldn't sleep. Then he said, let them read a story to me. When they were reading the story, then they found out that in the history of the nation, somebody had helped to deliver the king, and that person was Mordecai. Some people wanted to kill him and found the people and executed his best and exposed the plot. And then they found the people and executed them for him. And they said, none, my lord. Then they said, who is in the chamber? Who is around? They said, oh, Haman is around. He said, God, what should be done for such a person? And Haman thought to himself that of all the people in the kingdom, he's the right hand man of the king and the cleverest and the most favored. So if the king wants to honor somebody, he will be the one to be honored. So he cleared his throat and designed a package for himself. Yes. Let them bring the king's chariot, the best one that the king rides on. And let them put the best robe that the king likes upon him. And let them put a crown on his head. Yes. Front of they'll put the person on the horse and put a prince in front of the horse, announcing in the city that this is how that, what a brilliant idea. Do it for Mordecai. Do it for Mordecai. Anybody plotting your downfall will be the reason for your elevation. Anybody plotting your demotion will be the reason for your elevation. Your promotion is sure. Yeah. Nobody can turn back the hand of God that is going to favor you. But think about others. Think about others, and your promotion will be assured. Your greatness is locked in the hearts of others. In the hands of others. When your thoughts, your mind, your actions are for the benefit of others, you will experience the blessings of God. Yes. And eventually, this Haman, his head was taken off on the same guillotine or gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai and the Jews. He is the one who was destroyed in it. Serve God. Maybe God has a way of turning the tables. Turning the tables. You may be down, but you find yourself out of life. Bishop Saki always tells the story of his brothers when he was fighting one day. He says, suddenly he saw a hand that has lifted him and the two of them. And the hand who was up was now down because the battle was turned in his favor. That's what God will do for you. God will do it for you. The one who wants you to be removed from your tenancy in the compound house, he is the one who will be removed. And his nice room, which is bigger, an area, will be given to you.
Amen.
You didn't say the amen, because you don't live in a compound house. But those who live in a compound house, they understand what I'm trying to say. Hey, there are some rooms in the compound house. They are area more plotted than corner rooms and bigger. Oshahana plotted the downfall of other the tables round. Think about others. Work for others. Live for others. Now Esther was there. Now she was now. Even the king now loved her so much that said, even to the half of my kingdom I'll give you. Don't run away. God, one of our songs says that God is gracious. Do not run away from him. A few more days and our work here on earth will be done. When it's done for eternity. It remains to be contemplated here for people to be talking about what we have done for the Lord for generations to come. Don't run away. Even if you are not a pastor, shepherd, still come around. Think about it, that is there something I can do to help the work of God? Yeah. Think about others. The best way to live is to live for others. Life has been about this. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Self to God, Father, ma unda ya baliga rota sime. Shota mi afando ajige la marado zeta suko. Jamie kafalo simihanda idelia kora mi jabalai. I want to to live my life for others. I want to be a reason for the blessing of others. I want to be the reason for the deliverance, the help, the enlargement of others, like Esther did. I want to be a blessing to others, like Abraham was. Ashua Mikafaya. By me, let somebody receive salvation. By me, let somebody be delivered from the clutches of the devil. By me, let somebody be promoted and enlarged. Oh yes. Sawaki fele moharadi safamakandala baya. Ito samikafaya. Maybe I can help in the choir. I can sing in the choir. I can stand to usher people in. I can preach and I can bust people to church. I want to do something. I want to live for others. I want to pray for others. I want to be an intercessor. I want to be able to pray for others. I want to pray. Mahandolo moshiki ababare. Zefano na mashika talamana. Rapedale mokarate. Zimika pandalamana. I want to preach to others. I cannot keep to myself the blessing I've received from God. Anchamia. Falikerota zimeka. Elu tasi makande limarota chandalama. Anda kabari luna. Mio pasikele metayagada. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, pray for everyone standing right here. Oh, Zimahanda Ligarato Siki Baba Baba. Santa Manoria Bashanda Lama. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take. To them, helping them to be delivered and enlarged. Thank you, Master. May you bless, live for you. Bless us to live for you. Bless us to live for others. To say we thank you. To make sacrifices for others. Oh yes, we thank you. Establishment is coming. Prosperity, riches are coming for those who live for others. Therefore, we position ourselves in the line to serve others and live for them and ensure their enlargement and deliverance. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Here, if you are here this morning, somebody invited you, but you are not a born-again Christian, I want to lead you to the place of salvation. If you were to die today, you are not sure you make it to heaven. This call, I want to pray for you. Yes. Somebody invited you today. Oh, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be a serious Christian.
I want to open my heart. I want to give you my heart. I want to give you my life. Lift up your right hand. Anybody here like that? God bless you. I see your hand. If somebody invited you, somebody, God bless you. I see your hand. Anybody else? Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up. When you have a feeling that I should go. You are the one who should go. Yes. God is calling more thing. Come to me right in front here. I want to pray for you. God bless you. Come. Come. Everybody stand. God bless you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come in today. Like, I just saw the church and I decided today that to come here, and you are here. I want to pray for you. God has drawn you and God has called you. Step out and come to me. I want to pray for you. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. It's of your heart. It's your prayer, but I'm helping you to pray it. Say after me, Heavenly Father, I thank you. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. I will serve you for the rest of my days. Please write my name. My name is. Mention your name. Yes. 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 Lord, write this name in your book of life. I belong to you in Jesus' name. Now, Satan, from today, me and you is finished. I belong to Jesus from now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Wonderful. Pastor Philip, please go to Pastor Philip. He will talk to you briefly, take some details, and then you can join us. Are you clapping for them? It's time for communion.
Take it, this is my body,
oh,
which
yes.
is broken for you.
Thank you for the body of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. We receive it with
thanks.
Father, we thank you for the body that was broken for us. The body of Jesus that was broken in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus Christ. Receive deliverance. Father, we thank you for the blood that was shed. The blood of Jesus. Washing us from all our sins. Giving us victory over the works of darkness. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. For divine promotion. Be blessed. Let nobody who has designed your destruction ever prevail. May they never see their plans come to pass. Whatever they have plotted, even in their thoughts, thinking to bring you down, may God abolish their thoughts. May God terminate their works. May the Lord give you the upper hand and turn the tables in your favor. In the name of Jesus, whatever was heading for your destruction and your demotion, by the power of God, let the table turn in your favor. You are going down, go up now. You're going to be poor, but be rich now. You are going to lose your life, but live now. You are going to be sad and depressed, but rejoice in the Lord. The Lord bless you and favor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.